From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs sorted with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Government readies policy to expedite digital economic growth. Ministry cooperates with WIPO to boost tourism players' competitiveness. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news where Indonesian Minister of Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises SMEs Teten Mas Duki stated on Thursday that the government is currently preparing a policy to review the growth of digital economy in Indonesia. Under the second mission, the government aims to protect MSMEs by opening business opportunities in various digital platforms that are required to provide the opportunity for MSMEs players to sell their products online. The government is paying significant attention to the digital economy as Indonesia is projected to become a country with the largest digital economy value potentials in Southeast Asia by 2030 at around 4,500 trillion rupiah. The Indonesian Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy is cooperating with the World Intellectual Property Organization WIPO to improve the competitiveness and branding of business players in the tourism and creative economy sector. Tourism and Creative Economy Minister Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno stated on Thursday that branding projects is essential to boost the competitiveness of business players in the tourism and creative economy sectors. To this end, the ministry agreed to ink a memorandum of understanding with WIPO. The cooperation aims to improve the added value of local products through intellectual property, especially brands and designs. The cooperation also includes efforts to enhance the competitiveness of local products and their potentials. The G20 summit is a moment of commitment for global leadership to support the achievement of the Sustainable Development Goals (SDGs). Indonesia fully supports every activity that is beneficial for coastal marine resources. In support of this, the Deputy for Maritime Resources Coordination held Road to Ocean 20 workshop on blue carbon of seagrass ecosystem and livelihood in Labuan Bajo, East Nusa Tenggara on October 5-7, 2022. According to a release received by Voice of Indonesia on Thursday, this activity is a form of collaboration between the Indonesian and Australian governments in the Indonesia-Australia Blue Carbon Program to be able to deliver policy recommendation that can be followed up, especially regarding blue carbon in the seagrass ecosystem. Let's move it on to the international news, where Asian stocks declined on Friday, extending a global equity slide to a third day, as investors fretted over recession's risk amid signs of further aggressive central bank policy tightening. The dollar and treasury yields remain elevated after multiple Federal Reserve officials continue to talk up additional rate hikes ahead of a crucial U.S. jobs report later in the day, while rising crude oil prices compounded concerns about prolonged inflation. Investors will now be looking to Friday's non-farm payrolls report for some clarity as to whether a steady diet of rate hikes has begun to take a bite out of hiring and wage inflation. Spending on local tourism rose during China's Golden Week holiday that ends on Friday. According to data from China's largest online travel agency, Ctrip, even as clusters of lockdowns continues across the country. Per capita tourism spending in local areas increased by 30% on year during the Golden Week holiday, according to a report Ctrip posted on an affiliated WeChat account. With short distance local trips comprising 65% of the tourism market. Last year, tourism revenues in China during the Golden Week holiday fell by almost 5% year-on-year, according to the state media. South Korea and the United States began joint maritime exercise with a U.S. aircraft carrier on Friday. South Korea's military said a day after it scrambled fighter jets in reaction to an apparent North Korean bombing drill. The maritime drills will take place in waters off South Korea's east coast on October 7-8, South Korea's Joint Chief of Staff said. The drills came after North Korea's launched a pair of ballistic missiles into the sea on Thursday and later flew warplanes near the border with the South. Australia's two most popular states are preparing for heavy rains over the weekend as authorities on Friday urged residents in flood-prone regions to avoid unnecessary travel. Starting late Friday, an intense weather system will bring widespread rain over eastern New South Wales and northern Victoria, likely resulting in riverine flooding. The latest warning from Australia's Bureau of Meteorology showed some areas could receive up to 100 millimetres, about a quarter of Australia's annual average rainfall. Listener, now let's move on to a commentary on Solomon Islands stateside, neither the United States nor China.
Today's commentary is on Solomon Islands takes no side with the United States or China. The United States hosted the summit of the U.S. and the Pacific Island Nations late last September. The two-day summit, September 28 until 29, resulted in a joint declaration between the United States and representatives from 14 Pacific Islands countries. Its contents cover various issues, including practicing sustainable development, tackling climate change, and maintaining the security of the Pacific region and its trade sector. Solomon Islands, one of the Pacific Island countries, despite previously showing refusal, finally signed a document. The country's refusal was due to a point in the draft declaration which urged the Pacific Islands countries to side with either the United States or China, which are in conflict in the region. Solomon Islands Foreign Minister Jeremiah Manele on Tuesday, October the 4th, said he objected to the draft agreement with the United States Pacific Partnership because he had to choose one side, the United States or China. In fact, according to Manele, his country is neutral, not in a position to choose one side. Moreover, after going through a series of negotiations, the United States and the Pacific Island countries reached a point of agreement so that the Solomon Islands finally signed the final declaration of the joint agreement last week. Efforts to reach common ground are inseparable from the success of the Solomon Islands government's diplomatic efforts. It was successful in convincing the United States and the Western allies that the Pacific was not an area of confrontation. Countries in the Pacific region, including the Solomon Islands, welcomed the establishment of close relations not only with the United States but also with other countries, including China. The success of the Solomon Islands in negotiations regarding uneasy matters with the United States needs to be appreciated. The Solomon Islands government has shown that as a sovereign state, it has the right to establish cooperation with any country it wishes. There should not be any country that suppresses and compels or restricts other countries. Pressure and coercion actually damage peace, especially in the Pacific Islands region. That was commentary today.
Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
We start today in history with October 7, 1920, Bung Tomo passed away. Sutomo, or popularly known as Bung Tomo, is one of Indonesia's national heroes. He was born in Surabaya, East Java, on October 3, 1920, and died in Mecca, Saudi Arabia, October 7, 1981, at the age of 61 years while on Hajj pilgrimage. Bung Tomo is famous for his role in raising the spirit of the people in Surabaya to fight the return of the Dutch colonialists through the Nika army during the Battle of November 10, 1945, which until now is commemorated as Heroes Day. Turning to October 7, 1952, the birth of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Vladimirovich Putin was born in Leningrad, Soviet Union, on October 7, 1952. He has been president of Russia since May 7, 2012. Previously, he served as prime minister from 1999 to 2000, and president from 2000 to 2008, and again prime minister from 2008 until 2012. During his second term as prime minister, he became chairman of the United Russia Party, a government party. Last item in today in history is from October 7, 2007. Fauzi Bowo was elected as governor of Jakarta. Fauzi Bowo was paired with Prianto as deputy governor. The 2007 was the first regional head direct election of governor and deputy governor in Jakarta. Before becoming governor, Fauzi Bowo served as deputy governor accompanying Sutioso. Fauzi Bowo was replaced by Joko Widodo, who was elected in the 2012 Jakarta regional head election. Then Fauzi Bowo became the ambassador of the Republic of Indonesia to Germany. That was today in history.
hear me walking slowly, surely, gently.
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Digitalization plays an important role in creating a more inclusive economy. That was stated by Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati in the G20 GPFI High-Level Symposium on Tuesday, as reported by Antara. She said that the people living in remote areas who might yet to join any financial institution can use digital financial services for their financial transaction. Minister Sri Mulyani further said that so far, the Indonesian financial inclusion has been improving, in which 2021, the domestic inclusion reached 83.6%. In 2024, the government is aiming for 90% of inclusion. Therefore, digitalization becomes the main component to achieve the target. Other measures to reach inclusivity are integration and other components such as involvement, empowerment, and value strengthening. Besides inclusivity, Minister Sri Mulyani remarked that digitalization also reduces transaction fees for vulnerable groups, such as MSME. Both are related to each other, especially in finance. Therefore, the government of Indonesia keeps encouraging MSME's digitalization. In June 2022, some 19.5 MSMEs joined the digital ecosystem. For 2024, the government aims for Indonesia to have 450 million MSMEs joining the digital ecosystem. The government also has implemented digitalization by providing and introducing purchase, accounting, and digital marketing in supporting and empowering MSMEs.
Kunyanyikan lagu, ajak untuk berseru. Hadirkan senyum di wajahmu selalu. Lupakan semua duka yang melandamu. Bebaskan, rasakan hasrat hatimu. Pegang tanganku, jangan pernah kau ragu. Janjikan ada di sisimu selalu. Hapuskan semua resah dalam hatimu. Bebaskan, lepaskan semua rasa dalam jiwa. Everyone stay, everybody needs someone to love, someone to care, someone to share, someone to hold. Everyone stay, everybody need no reason to love. Everybody, every day. Samakan tuju, aku dan kamu beriringan selalu. Tinggalkan semua ragu yang menahanmu. Bebaskan, lepaskan semua hasrat dalam jiwa. 'Cause everyone stay, everybody needs someone to love, someone to care, someone to share, someone to hold. Everyone. Everybody need no reason to love. It's like the sun in the summer we shine. You and I hand to hand walking line. Ooh,
yeah. Hey yo,
hey.
Say what? Kabar yang di sana, sudah siapkah tuh bersama? Bagaimana yang di situ? Tak perlu lagi merasa malu-malu. Kita lihat yang di sini, jelas merasa semakin percaya diri. Di sana, di situ, di sini punya banyak cerita untuk saling dibagi. Hey, everybody, mari bernyanyi. Boleh sambil menari, isi ruang di hati. Bahagia ini memang layak untuk dibagi. Buat aku, kamu, kita, atau yang sendiri. Tak perlu sama untuk bisa bersama, karena cinta harusnya tak meminta banyak tanya. Sudah dari sananya cinta itu dicipta untuk aku, kamu, kita, dan semuanya.
Everyone say everybody. love, someone to care, someone to share, someone to hold. Everyone say everybody need no reason to love.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, when you travel to Wonosobo, Central Java, there is a Makarim waterfall destination that you have to visit. With the background of Sikunir Hill, Sikarim waterfall presents a unique experience for every tourist who attends. The location is located in Mlandi village and it is 12 kilometers from Wonosobo downtown. It is not too easy to reach this waterfall. The up and down and fault road conditions are special obstacles when you visit the waterfall. However, during the trip, you will be accompanied by the wonderful natural beauty of Wonosobo. Listener, when you arrive at Sikarim waterfall, you must pay an entrance ticket worth 10,000 rupiah per person. Parking rate for motorbikes is 3,000 rupiah per unit and 5,000 rupiah for cars. Then, when you arrive at the location, you will be immediately amazed by the flow of the waterfall at a height of about 30 meters and it is split into two parts. The water flow is very clear and clean, flowing from the top of a high cliff to the Mlandi River. At Curug Sikarim, you can feel the coolness of the air and the water. Moreover, the panorama of the hills around the waterfall is also more charming when the fog comes, as if Sikarim waterfall were above the clouds. Listener, when you travel to Sikarim waterfall, you can also enjoy the freshness of the water. Unfortunately, the flow of this waterfall is so hard, so you cannot swim there. With such beautiful natural scenery, please don't miss to capture the beauty of this waterfall with your camera. Another exciting thing that you can do is to sit near the waterfall while enjoying your lunch. This tourism attraction is equipped with some facilities, such as restaurants, toilets, parking lots, and camping areas. Well, listener, that was the Indonesian Wonder read by Ahmad Faisal.
Pagi ku terjebak di dalam ambisi, seperti orang-orang berdasi yang gila materi. Rasa bosan membukakan jalan mencari perang, keluarlah dari zona nyaman. Sembilu yang dulu biarlah berlalu, bekerja bersama hati kita ini insan bukan seekor sapi. Sembilu yang dulu biarlah membiru, berkarya bersama hati. Ekoku merangkul orang-orang yang mulai sejiwa denganku. Kebeeman membukakan jalan mencari teman, bergeraklah dari zona nyaman. Seekor sapi sembilu yang dulu biarlah membiru, berkarya bersama hati.
tapi tanamkan pesanku agar tak keliru, bekerja bersama hati.
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miscellany. So stay tuned for a listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Yogyakarta is prepared to host the Asian Tourism Forum ATF by the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy. Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno said that the ATF is a big event, almost on the same levels as the G20. The ATF will be centered at Borobudur Temple, Prambanan Temple, and Jogja Expo Center GEC. In his visit to Yogyakarta, Minister Sandiaga also went to Arca Maya, a modern cottage prepared to support the ATF besides the tourism village and MSMEs. This is the second time Indonesia became the host of Asian Tourism Forum. Indonesia will host the event in January 2023. The forum is claimed to trigger an effective international tourism activity after the pandemic that limits foreign tourists from visiting Jogja in the last 2 years. Moreover, the forum involves stakeholders and business people of the tourism industry from dozens of countries. The participants are 10 members of ASEAN, along with Japan, South Korea, and China. The ATF has two big agenda. The first one is the tourism ministerial meeting of ATF 2023 participants. The second one is the international tourism exhibition Dub Travel Expo. The ATF is similar to the G20 and the World Conference on Creative Economy, considering the event will be joined by tourism ministers, ministerial representative of Asian, and friendly countries.
Back off, I don't need you right now. Come on, get lost.
are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice Listener.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a regional song from West Java entitled Peuyeum Bandung. The song narrates a typical food of Bandung called Peuyeum Bandung. It is made of fermented cassava. Here is Angga Prawira with the regional song from West Java entitled Peuyeum Bandung.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Jadi kamu walking slowly, surely, gently. Hadirkan senyum di wajahmu selalu. Lupakan semua duka yang melandamu. Bebaskan, rasakan hasrat hatimu. Pegang tanganku, jangan pernah kau ragu. Janjikan ada di sisimu selalu. Hapuskan semua resah dalam hatimu. Dalam jiwa. Everyone stay, everybody needs someone to love, someone to care, someone to share, someone to hold. Everyone stay, everybody need no reason to love. Everybody, every day. Samakan tuju, aku dan kamu beriringan selalu. Tinggalkan semua ragu yang menahanmu. Bebaskan, lepaskan semua hasrat dalam jiwa. 'Cause everyone stay, everybody need someone to love, someone to care, someone to share, someone to hold.
Sudah siapkah tuh bersama? Bagaimana yang di situ? Tak perlu-perlu lagi merasa malu-malu. Kita lihat yang di sini, jelas merasa semakin percaya diri. Di sana, di situ, di sini punya banyak cerita untuk saling dibagi. Hey, everybody, mari-mari bernyanyi. Boleh sambil menari, isi ruang di hati. Bahagia ini memang layak untuk dibagi. Buat aku, kamu, kita, atau yang sendiri. Tak perlu sama untuk bisa bersama, karena cinta harusnya tak meminta banyak tanya. Sudah dari sananya cinta itu dicipta untuk aku, kamu, kita dan semuanya.
Everyone say, everybody need someone to love, someone to care, someone to share, someone to hold. Everyone say, everybody need no reason to love.
Ambisi seperti orang-orang berdasi yang gila materi.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention, and after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia, or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.